Palestinian cabinet moved. 21st of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Ramallah, Palestine. Palestinian authorities have today announced that all future cabinet meetings are to be held in Chateau d'Oued prison. This move follows the arrest of a fifth Palestinian cabinet member, Mahmoud al-Ramahi, after a raid on his Ramallah home on 25 June. Ismail Haniyeh, 53, a Palestinian prime minister, said, quote, "Given the shortages of revenue faced in Palestine, we feel that the most cost-effective way of conducting business of government would be by holding cabinet meetings in the yard of Chateau d'Oued." He further added that we have held the first meeting and found it to be much more productive, given that all the members are only granted a half hour in the yard. We have found our decisions to be made quickly. Indeed, we have already allocated the authority's budget for the next 10 years. Unquote. A poll conducted by Wild Poll for UNnews has shown that when asked, 82% of the public in favor of their respective leaders being sent to jail. With such popularity, international observers are closely watching how successful the move will be. John Bolton, U.S. ambassador to the UN, is known to be particularly enthusiastic about the idea. Bolton, 58, informed UNnews that, quote, "I wish all those fucking bureaucratic white boys at the UN could be locked up in Sing Sing for life," quote, unquote, to which he added, "Bastards," unquote, quote, unquote, Palestinian National Authority is said to be keen to push the idea further if the experiment proves a success. When pressed, Mr. Hayani stated, quote, "We may move the entire parliament into Israeli custody, although no decision has been made in that regard, as it is ultimately up to the Israeli government," unquote. Mr. Hanehi was anxious to add that the arrests were in no way related to the links between Palestinian government officials and the terrorist organization Hamas. Has been a Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.